Well, good evening, everyone. It seems like a long time since I've been here at Mass. I've been away the last couple of weeks, but you know bishops are required on Sunday to offer Mass for the people of the diocese. So although I was away physically, I wasn't away from you spiritually. So this time, last week, I was just getting back, actually, but I was also praying with you and for you here at the Sunday evening Mass at the cathedral. But one thing that happened while I was gone is a transition in the liturgy. I don't know if you're familiar with these kind of details, but this is interesting, so I'd like to share it with you. You know, the church has its readings from Scripture on a 3-year cycle. So every 3 years, we hear the repetition of the readings we heard 3 years before. And each one of those years is given to a different gospel, the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Luke, and the Gospel of St. Mark. There are 4 gospels. St. John is used in all the years. But on Sundays during this year, we have the Sunday readings ordinarily from the Gospel of St. Mark. But 2 weeks ago, we took a break. For 5 weeks, this time of year, every third year, the church inserts into the Gospel of St. Mark, chapter 6 of St. John's Gospel. So last week and the week before, and today and for the next 2 weeks, we're going to have passages as our Gospel reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 6, which is the passage referred to as the section on Jesus as the bread of life. And the reason why the church does this is because this chapter 6 of St. John's Gospel is at the heart of what Catholics believe about the Eucharist. So these 5 weeks are very, very important. So I'm sorry I missed the first 2. But I'll be here for the next 3. And it also is the beginning of something that happens in the Gospel of St. John. In St. John's Gospel, Jesus 7 times refers to himself in a unique kind of way. They're referred to as the I Am statements of Jesus. The one this week is when Jesus says, I am the bread of life, right? But the other 6, in case you want are interested, you know, are the following. Jesus also says in the Gospel of St. John, I am the gate. He says, I am the good shepherd. He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He says, I am the light of the world. And finally, he says, I am the true vine. So in each one of those sayings, we see something captured about what we believe as a church about Jesus. And the focus of today's gospel is on that saying of Jesus, I am the bread of life. So for us to understand that, we have to spend a little bit of time thinking about bread, the significance of bread in our lives. One thing that's very noticeable for many of us in the United States is our avoidance of carbohydrates. You know, we're always trying to lose weight by avoiding carbs. And when we do that, one of the things we first give up is bread, because bread is really nothing but carbohydrates and water, right? You know, it's ground up grain, generally wheat, but other grains, that is mixed with water, with some leaven, and it becomes a loaf of bread. But bread means something more than its physical components. It means something more than nourishment. It has a rich symbolic meaning that is both social and emotional. So I'd like you to spend a little bit of time with me thinking about the significance of bread, because when Jesus tells us, I am the bread of life, he's comparing himself to what bread means, not just what it does, but what it means for human beings. Okay? Well, first of all, bread was the staple food of the Middle East. You know, some countries it's different, like Papua New Guinea. I know Papua New Guinea because I belong to a community that has missionaries there. The staple of life in Papua New Guinea is not bread. It's sweet potatoes. Dozens and dozens of different kinds of sweet potatoes. But it's the staple of life. You know, without sweet potatoes, people don't feel like they've had a meal. Some of you come from Asian backgrounds. What's the staple of life in Asia? Rice, you know. And if you don't have rice, you haven't had a meal, you know. I guess for the Irish, it's potatoes, right? That's what people say about the Irish. Anyway, for the people of the Middle East, which means the people of Jesus' time, bread meant the basic necessity of life, you know. Someone who was a successful husband was referred to as the breadwinner. I think we still use that phrase today about the person who contributes most to the financial support of a family, the breadwinner. So bread symbolizes the basic necessities of life. It also does more than that. You know, one of our English words that's based on bread is the word companion. You know, the word companion comes from two Latin words, with and bread. And a companion is someone with whom we break bread. So bread is also a symbol of community, you know, of a sharing of life. And it's very important for human beings. You know, to sit around our family table and to share a meal is very, very significant for us. Bread also is a symbol of prosperity. You know, I think, I don't know if it's used so much today, but when I was a younger man, we referred to money as bread. You know, give me some bread didn't mean give me a loaf of Wonder Bread. It meant give me some money, you know. So all those things are part of our human experience of bread. So when Jesus tells us that he is the bread of life, he wants us to experience all of that, that he is a basic necessity, you know. Without him as part of our lives are incomplete. And we're not secure without the basic necessities of life. Jesus wants us to understand when he says that he's the bread of life, that he wants to be our companion, you know. And, you know, the Eucharist that we celebrate every Sunday is the breaking of bread, sharing a meal with Jesus, actually, where he gives us his very self, his body and his blood, to eat and to drink. So when Jesus says that he's the bread of life, he's talking about being the companion of our life. Not just that he is our companion, but that we are his companion, you know, that we make a decision to walk with Jesus in the life that we live. And Jesus is the real bread, you know. He wants something that's worth something, you know. It refers to money. But it also, bread refers to something that's precious and dear, and Jesus should be precious and dear to each and every one of us. So with all those things in mind, let's look at today's scripture readings that help us understand the basic message of today's, theme of today's Mass. Our first reading is from the Old Testament, from the first book of Kings. And it's a story about the prophet Elijah and the wicked queen Jezebel. Right before this passage, Elijah has challenged the priests of the false god that was supported by Queen Jezebel to a contest. You know, that what he said they, what he challenged them to do was to take the animal offerings, you know, to kill the animals, put them on the altar, and then pour water on them, and then call down God's action to offer those animals in sacrifice. I think there were more than 300 prophets of the false god that Elijah was competing with. So they did that. They killed the animals. They danced around the altar. They poured water on the altar. And they asked their God to send a fire to consume the sacrifice. And nothing happened. And then Elijah, by himself, did the same thing. You know, he killed the animals, put them on the altar, poured water on the animals to signify that even with water in the way, God could do something. And God sent his fire to consume the sacrifice. And after that, God told the Jewish, God told the Jewish people to get rid of those priests of the false god, and they killed them, actually. So that's the story immediately preceding this passage in the book of Kings. Well, Queen Jezebel was angry. She was upset because he had beat out her prophets and killed her priests. And so she sent the army against Elijah. And Elijah is fleeing into the desert. So that's what's supposed to be on our mind as we hear this passage. So it begins by saying, Elijah went a day's journey into the desert until they came to a broom tree, and he sat down by it. He prayed for death, saying, "This is enough, O Lord, take my life." You know, he felt he had tried to serve God, and here the queen was trying to kill him, and he's had enough. So he's given up. He has a spirit of despair. He's sitting under the broom tree, and he falls asleep. And while he's asleep, the angel of the Lord came with a loaf of bread and a jug of water. And the angel shook the prophet Elijah and said, "Eat and drink, because the journey ahead is long for you." So he drank and he ate, then he fell back asleep, you know, still depressed, unwilling to move. And a second time the angel of the Lord came and shook him, and there was another loaf of bread and a jug of water. And the scriptures tell us, the angel said, "Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you." He got up, ate and drank, then strengthened by that food, he walked 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Horeb. Now the 40 days and 40 nights is significant because you might remember that the Jewish people wandered in the desert for 40 years. And this is a symbol of the Jewish people wandering in the desert. Mount Horeb is the same as Mount Sinai. That's a mountain from which God gave the Jewish people the Ten Commandments. So this fleeing of Elijah into the desert to Mount Horeb is a symbol of renewing the covenant that God made with the Jewish people at Mount Sinai many years before this. But he was able to do that because he was strengthened by this bread for the journey that lay ahead. Okay. Now, that reading is supposed to help us understand today's gospel. So let's look at chapter 6 of St. John's gospel that's presented to us today. You know, right before this, you might remember the last two Sundays, the scripture readings were the story of Jesus feeding the crowd of 5,000 with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. And they were impressed because they had seen this wonderful miracle. And they also were impressed by the fact that Jesus was healing the sick among them. So the crowd was looking for free food and free health care, you know. And that's why they were looking for Jesus. They weren't looking for Jesus because he was the Lord or because they wanted a real relationship with him. But they were looking for Jesus because they wanted something for themselves. Does it sound like anybody you know? All of us here, right? So that's the context. Jesus had given them physical bread, and they wanted him to remain with them in order to take care of them for themselves, okay? So it says here, the Jews murmured against Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They didn't want those words. They wanted some real bread that they could eat. And the word murmur here is the same word that's used in the Old Testament when the Jewish people in the desert murmured against God when they were in the desert and they were hungry. So the scriptures are presenting to us a picture of the community of God's people that hadn't changed very much, you know. They were dependent on God, but they were also capable of murmuring against him. And so Jesus enters into this dialogue, and he tells them that he is the true bread that came down from heaven. And what they should desire isn't so much the physical bread, but the bread that he represents. And it's important for us to understand when Jesus is talking here that he's not simply speaking about the Eucharist. You know, we believe that God gives himself to us at Mass in the bread that becomes his body and the wine that becomes his blood. But Jesus, in this particular part of chapter 6 of St. John's Gospel, is talking about himself being the bread of life prior to the Eucharist, that what he says is bread for our minds, and the way he loves is bread for our souls, right? And the way that he serves other people should be bread for our spirits. I mean, it's that relationship with Jesus that is something that gives us nourishment. You know, and the question we have to ask ourselves, well, what gave Jesus his nourishment? And it's obvious from this passage that Jesus' nourishment is his relationship with his Father. You know? And so what Jesus wants to give us, not only in the Eucharist, but in our personal relationships with him, is a relationship with his Father. You know? Which is what Jesus is all about. You know, in all his preaching, Jesus did not speak about himself. He constantly speaks about the Father and his relationship with the Father. And his ministry, he sees his mission as a mission of revealing his Father to God's people so that they might love and serve the Father. And so Jesus says to them, and he says to us, amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And so, the question we have to ask ourselves this Sunday, we're going to talk about the Eucharist next Sunday and the Sunday after, but the thing we need to ask ourselves this Sunday is whether or not Jesus is our nourishment. And what do we do to nourish ourselves with the Lord? I mean, is he the one who is the staple of our lives? Is he at the core of who we are? Or is he on the periphery? You know, is he our companion? In the first reading today, God gave Elijah food for the journey. And Jesus wants to be our companion in the journey of life. And do we walk with him? Do we allow him to walk with us? Is he at the center of who we are? Is he precious to us? Is he valuable to us? Is he the most precious thing in our lives, the most valuable thing in our lives? Those are the questions that Jesus has claimed that he is the bread of life. Those are the questions that challenge us in today's gospel reading. Now, I hope he is. We demonstrate that by wanting to know him, right? By reading the scriptures, by doing spiritual reading of other books, the teachings of the church, by nourishing our lives with a rich spiritual tradition that's part of what it means to be a Catholic. You know, part of that, of course, is the sacraments, but there's a whole part of Christian life that goes beyond what we do on Sunday at Mass, which is spiritual reading and prayer and all those ways that the Church has given us to nourish the Christian life that was first shared with us in our baptism. We ask the Lord Jesus to help us really see him as the bread of life that we can't do without. We ask the Lord to help us as we journey towards him and the Father in the week that lies ahead.